Two guys chilling on the chairs, not 6 feet apart because we have Corona, unfortunately. Right, Michael?
I think I might actually.
Dude, what?
No, I'm kidding.
What?
So my,
you're sitting right next to me.
I was working today with my, or not today, yesterday with my dad, and like, I just inhaled this massive cloud of sawdust, and I started coughing like crazy, and he's like, yo, don't give me Corona. I'm like, you just got sawdust in my face.
Dude,
I'm like,
you cough. Just killed me.
Yeah. Anyways, Chase Kreisinger says,
Kreisinger.
Chase Kreisinger. Chase Kreisinger says, after watching this, YouTube recommended me to buy Scooby-Doo. How amusing. Guys, comment on our, whenever, so we'll release this podcast episode, comment on it, and maybe your comment will get featured in the next episode.
And I have, like, no say in it.
I wish Spotify had, like, commenting on their thing.
Send us an email at waitingforascension@gmail.com.
Do not send us an email.
Send us an email.
Do not send us an email.
Or just go in and, like, DM us on our Instagram.
No, just comment on YouTube.
I mean, like, if they want to, like, talk to us, we'll be a homie, bro.
Well, yeah, of course. We always, like, have time to
but anyways,
chat up with our fans.
Michael is taking care of which comments are being read, so if you're friends with me and you're listening and you think you can get in good and get your comment read, I'm sorry.
I don't really know any of y'all, so I'm not biased.
Yeah, Michael's not. I'm not having to pick favorites here, so nobody's gonna hate me. And
yeah, I'm not picking favorites either because I don't know you guys. Get to know me, DM me, hit me up. Let's get to know each other.
So, anyways, Chase, come over and watch that Scooby-Doo with me, man. So this week we're talking about conspiracies.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I've had someone specific. He knows who he is. Saying for a while now, ever since we actually released the first episode, he was like, you guys should do an episode on conspiracy theories. And I was like, that is an amazing idea.
So
we're going to get into...
Just like a warning here, guys. I have a few conspiracy theories, but I'm not real big on that kind of stuff. So, you know.
Now,
I got a few.
I want to preference this by saying, we are not condoning these conspiracy theories.
Not at all.
We may not even believe these conspiracy theories.
I believe everything. I'm gullible.
Gavin's retarded.
A little bit.
If you think retarded's offensive, you're retarded.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracies. All retarded people think retarded's retarded. Wait, what? Anyways, okay. We do not condone these conspiracies. We do not necessarily believe these conspiracies. These are just conspiracies that we have seen. We may not even have all of the knowledge or the facts of these conspiracies.
That's what I'm about to, like, because like I said, I'm not real big on, like, a bunch of stuff, including conspiracy. So, like, stuff I'm going to talk about is literally stuff my neighbor, you met him today. Like,
oh, yeah.
He went on and on about this kind of stuff, dude.
And I also want to say, at least one of the conspiracies that I do have to talk about, it is very, I want to say this, it is kind of dark, and it is really messed up, and it...
We're just going to say viewer discretion.
Yeah, viewer discretion is advised. If you get scared easily, some of these stories may not be...
Michael, you have to...
For you.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Viewer discretion is advised.
TVMA.
TVMA.
TV 14. That's what we're good.
We can still say,
we can say stuff like crap.
Like... Booty hole.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! That's a bad word.
Oh no. FBI just comes busting down my door.
Dude, you see how Trevor rudely refused the forbidden noodles today?
Oh yeah. Gavin's neighbor. Gavin offered him some of the forbidden noodles, which is very rare that we offer him to people who haven't been on the podcast.
Yes. But he was in need.
And he was still like, nah.
He was like, boy, get them forbidden noodles out of here.
How do you just abandon the forbidden noodles?
Well, he didn't have the blessed Roman candle to go along with it.
True. If he would have ate him, he probably would have died.
Yeah. You need the blessed candle along with the forbidden noodles.
Yeah. If you don't have the candle and you eat the forbidden noodles, you...
We're getting so off track.
Yeah, no, we really should have talked about someone dying from our forbidden noodles. What if they have like a sodium condition?
All right,
We're going to
give one of our guests just the noodles so they can die and we can talk to
them. Our noodles do not kill people. And if they do, that's on Ramen's fault, not ours.
We are not held accountable.
We do not make the forbidden noodles.
We didn't force them to eat it. They knew going into this they were forbidden.
Declan just hits us up. Yo, got food poisoning. Blake's just like, yo, this is
Blake's
not
cool. Like, dude, tastes like Thursday night. Love you, Blake. Love you, Declan.
Yeah, y'all are dope.
All right, so...
So what are we going to jump into, man? What's the first conspiracy? Cause
what's the... You want me to start
off?
Yeah,
I'll hear your conspiracies, bro. Okay,
so here's the big conspiracy that I was talking to Trevor about. And, so like I said, you know, this isn't
They're
all
putting chemicals
our ideas.
In the water to turn the frogs gay.
That way, when you kiss the frogs, you also turn gay. Oh, okay.
Ooh.
That's how
AIDS
now that's was made.
An experiment.
Freddie Mercury was actually straight. No, I'm playing. I'm playing.
You're going to get so many hate comments.
Okay, so this conspiracy, which is, like I said, Trevor's like you were saying, most of them, you know, might not be even be ours.
And we may not even have the right facts.
But he thinks, he was talking to me, and it kind of sounds legit, but his big thing is that the... What are they called? I was about to call them asteroids, but no.
Meteors?
The solar planet? No.
Stars?
Satellites. The satellites.
The solar stars.
He said if you look at one closely, you can start to see some of the stuff. And if you look at some of the... Well, he said there were leak designs or something like that. And just the way that the panels go out and the way that it's around the Earth, he says it's a force field. And... You know, that sounds kind of weird right off the bat, but what he was talking about is he brought it all the way back to the stuff down in, was it Texas, that place where all the alien sightings were? That Skinwalker Ranch?
Maybe.
I can't remember where that was, but he was talking about, he was like, you know Men in Black? He was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, dude. And he was like, that stuff, that's for real. And he was like... These satellites, and he was like, I don't believe they're to keep us out. Because people have been going to the moon, people going to space. He was like, I don't think it's to keep us
in. I think the moon landing in. Fake.
He was like, I think it is to keep stuff from coming onto Earth.
Okay.
And I like I said, I don't really have the knowledge. I don't remember it all. But the way he said it actually kind of convinced me into
Utah.
It.
The Skinwalker Ranch is in Utah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if that's the place. But there was this place where it was like on a ranch, and there was a bunch of alien sightings down there, and it's like one of the most famous places for alien sightings. So that's
my
basically
coughing out of Corona.
Yes, cough. Me too. So what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. So I don't know if I believe in aliens. See, I definitely believe in like other beings.
I think aliens basically is the other being. It's just stuff outside of our world.
I don't believe in necessarily. I don't know if I don't. That's the thing. I don't believe in things from outside our world, but I do believe other creatures exist in our world, on our world.
What do you think about different, like, same world, different dimensions, different,
so, like, the universes? Do you mean, like, the Mandela effect? Two universes kind of crossing paths every now and again?
I was thinking more like, you know, there's whole gateways and holes in between them. You know, you can. There's certain like creatures that could travel back and forth. Or
I don't know.
You're not a big believer on that kind of stuff.
No,
I kind of am. Especially with like skinwalkers, Wendigos, the most of the lore.
Gavin's like, I teleported.
Yeah, dude, I was there. I saw 9/11 happen. Bush did.
So that's another thing I actually kind of want to get into.
That was another one I was going to talk about.
Yeah,
you didn't even comment on that.
On what?
On the satellites being some kind of force field.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, like I said, I don't know if I really believe in aliens.
He also kind of tied it into that they know the sun is going to explode soon. And it's also kind of supposed to help protect the Earth from the sun's explosion.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like because of Twitter and social media and stuff like that, if something that massive were about to happen, people would make it known. People would find out and make it known.
Well, I don't know. You say that, but I'm thinking back to all these asteroids and stuff that have been known about for like months prior that were supposed to dead on hit Earth that barely missed us, and we didn't know about it till like after it happened.
Well, people are now starting to learn how to predict that, and actually, they're working on.
I think it was like 2 months ago. An asteroid just barely missed Earth, and nobody knew about it.
If I'm not wrong, people are working on learning how to mine asteroids for the minerals.
The ones that come on the Earth are like in space.
In space.
Oof.
And so,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and so it's crazy. There's a podcast episode on Joe Rogan's podcast, where they had Graham something on, and he talked about it, and it was really interesting. How there are certain things that we could do to help deter these asteroids or meteors or whatever from hitting Earth. And so I think it's one of those things that, yeah, it might happen, like meteors might hit Earth or something or whatever. But I think that we would quickly learn from it. It's kind of like Corona. No one expected it to happen, but it happened and we learned from it.
So, okay, two things I got to branch off of that. One is, it's not like a conspiracy, so to say, but I've heard talks of how they're trying to make this giant, like, magnetic device that they put out, like, beyond Earth, and it's supposed to help.
It's supposed to attract metal that's raining from Venus.
It's supposed to...
That's a callback.
The snow? Not the rain?
What? Same difference. It's metal falling from the Earth, from Venus's
but
sky.
It's supposed to, like, the asteroids that are coming at us with the magnetic pull, it's supposed to pull them away, that way they don't go into Earth.
Okay.
And then the other
what
thing
What if
is,
we just turn the moon into a magnet?
Dude, we need the moon. Don't you care about the tidal waves?
Nah.
Yeah, you're right, me neither. Tidal waves are what let me know I'm not gonna lie, I went through a phase where I felt like I was invincible. Until I went and swam in the ocean.
Oh, my God.
And
the
waves made me realize how mortal I was.
Story time. I went to Hawaii when I was, like, in third grade. Lucky. And,
Shelton's
my
from
brother
Hawaii.
Was stationed
Oh, you don't know
there.
Shelton, do you?
No.
Yeah, Shelton, man, I love you, dude.
My brother was stationed in Hawaii. Shut up. My brother was stationed in Hawaii at that time. We really got to stop, like, talking over each other. Because I've noticed, like, re-listening to the episodes, I'm like, oh, my God, like... It's really annoying when we talk over each other because we can't understand what we're saying.
Let's just put a buzzer right here and just...
like Family Feud.
My time. whoever hits it first.
Yeah. But anyway, so we went there and like we were at one of the beaches in Hawaii. And this massive wave came up and just knocked me off my feet. And I just like hit the ground. And like I was a baby back then. So I start crying. And like my mom comes over and she touches like one of the pockets on my deal and it was filled with sand and she thought my bone was sticking out. And my brother was a medic for the Marines and so they call him and was like, yo, or they were like, yo, come over here and he came over there and he's like, and I was like, what is it? I'm like, it's sand. And yeah, like literally the sand filled up my pockets, filled up my like everything. There was sand in every crevice.
Let me ask you,
it was awful.
How mortal did you feel after that wave hit you?
Oh, dude, I didn't feel mortal. I felt dead. Like, I felt like that wave took all of my life force and energy and just took it back into the ocean with it.
I love the ocean, but I hate the sand after you get out of the ocean.
Oh, yeah. No,
and
it
you
sucks.
Can. It takes weeks to get it out, like, all the way.
Yeah, and you find it in your hair, and you're just like,
ugh. In your body crevices. And,
your belly button, if you got a deep belly button like me.
Like, quarters in there, like.
Quarters? Did you roll quarters in your belly button?
Dude.
You're like a vending machine.
Avery
used to
be able to fit, like, $3 in quarters.
That's so... Not okay.
He said, that is... Hey, can we just congratulate on me for passing English? I just got a notification.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing, dude. I finished all my schoolwork. And
did
I'm
you get your math?
Yeah, I'm officially graduated.
Graduated?
High five, dude. I'm a graduate.
Yeah,
I'm a high school
Adventure
graduate.
Time. Come on, graduate. I am currently... I passed Algebra 2 for no reason at all. I'm just kidding. I did my work and was decent at it. And he was like, I bet you got a D now. And I was like, hey,
you got an
English
D.
And I got till tomorrow to do some of my history assignments. And hopefully I pass that. And then I'll pass all my classes this year.
Yo, good for you.
And I have.
Because I know you said you were just going to like accept the L in one of them and just do it next year.
Yeah, it was algebra. I was just like, you know what? I'm bad at this. And I'm like, I'm never going to learn. And I didn't learn. I cheated so hard on my algebra. But that's what...
What you going to do?
That's what you going to do. You're the man. Okay, but like, what do they expect from us when we're working from laptops at home?
Yeah. All right, anyway, so I want to get back to the media thing.
Oh, really anyways, good. About Corona. Like, Jesus, I don't know, Christ. I'm kind of expecting... It was two branches, Michael. We only covered one. And then we branched off more. It's like a family tree.
This may be a longer episode at the rate this is going.
I'm fine with that. It's right. A conspiracy episode. But anyways, with Corona, it's supposed to, it's predicted that it's going to kind of not die off, but it's supposed to very, very, very highly just kind of simmer down.
Can I say something
heat.
Real quick that may be kind of controversial?
The heat?
Bullcrap.
Bullcrap?
Because like, here's my theory, all right? We don't have a cure for this thing. No, we know how to treat it, but we don't know how to cure it. So yeah, we can social distance all we want, and we can slowly open things back up.
Something I want to say.
And if it hits again, then we can shut everything back down. But honestly, I think it's going to be, 5 to 10 years tops before someone can cough in public without people backing up.
Dude, I mean, this is going to be a whole HBO special.
In a couple years. Absolutely.
I have something I really want to say, but I can't say it right
Why?
Now. You want me to just tell you?
Just say it.
All right, guys, we're going to be right back after I tell Michael this secret confidential info. Boop. Okay, we're back.
Dude, that's crazy. I cannot believe they did that to Madonna's belly button.
That's not even what we're doing. All right, sorry y'all can't hear the confidential info. Yeah, we can't talk about that. It's literally illegal. Whew. But
that belly button.
Four quarters, I swear. But anyways, speaking on the corona, you know, it's been around for years. It's literally like you can buy like a deworming device, and it literally says prevents coronavirus. Yeah. And apparently, and I'm not going to call like who I got this information from, and like I'm not going to talk about it because like government won't hit down hardcore. But apparently, there had been some live public release at the White House, and there was a live mic. It was live, and there was a hot mic, and they didn't know it. And one dude was wearing a mask, and he asked him, he was like, dude, why? He was like, hey, why are you wearing the mask? He was like, you know, we're all safe here. He was like, you know, we can't get it. And kind of like referring to, and he was like, putting on for the public. And it was like literally a live mic.
Dang.
And so everybody had heard it, and it's kind of been like taken off the web where you can't really find, but you can still find if you search hard enough.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's a whole conspiracy as if like they already have a cure going on and they're just not releasing it.
So I want to jump into another conspiracy.
Okay.
Now, I want to preference this by saying I'm about to talk about.
I'm failing again.
Oh, you're now an F in English? Dang.
She must be grading stuff. I'll go back and forth. It's okay. All
right. But anyways, I want to say that I just want to start this off by saying I do not necessarily believe this conspiracy. I'm not the most well-educated on this theory. I don't know all the facts behind this theory, but it was a tragedy, and so many people lost their lives, and people are still feeling the effect of it today. But it is a conspiracy about 9/11 being an inside job. Now, most of these theories have been completely debunked. I know that at one point, one of the theories that was that the way that the towers were built with the beams, when the jet flew into them, it shouldn't have broken the beams. They said that there's no way it could have melted it, even if the jet fuel.
I know that
it didn't get hot enough for them to melt. However, that has been debunked.
I know that the jet fuel that was supposed to be in the engines was literally supposed to be non explodable fuel. It wasn't supposed to catch on fire and explode like it did.
Well, just because it's not explodable I don't think the fuel exploded. I think that it just it caught fire. But however, it couldn't have reached the hottest it could have reached the hottest temperature to burn
the beams
inside.
Shouldn't have been melted. Yeah, they shouldn't have been melted.
But no. That's the thing. That theory was debunked. It did get hot enough for them to melt.
Did it?
Yeah.
And the government debunked this thing.
It wasn't government, it was news places. Well, I don't know. A lot of that stuff has been debunked.
There's a lot of news places I won't listen to information from. I don't trust it.
But my thing is, like, where did that theory come from?
What did which?
The one about 9/11 being an inside job.
I don't know. It's just been around since it happened, I guess. I know, and I'm kind of, like, trying to respect my boundaries as a Army soldier.
Let me put it like this. Do you think if in 2001 when 9/11 happened, if Twitter was around, it would have played out the way it did?
I think that if there was access to the internet and ways to release information like there is today, I think that we would have had a lot more information on how things.
Let me just give a quick rundown of what these conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
Believe that none of us in charge job believe. So they believe that, number one, even with the jet fuel couldn't have reached a hot enough temperature when set on fire to melt the beams that caused the tower to collapse. Number two, they believe that some of the beams were cut at an angle to help them slide to crash it. There was another building that it's commonly believed was the ground got really shaken up whenever the tower was hit, that caused this other building to collapse, and they believe that that one was taken down separately. They believe that the government knew about 9/11 for quite a while, and that Bush either allowed it to happen or was involved with its happening to basically go to war with Saddam Hussein and that entire thing to get their oil.
If he allowed it to happen, that would have opened up a, you know, a straight leeway into, hey, we can go in there, we can take this.
Yeah. But I mean, here's the thing. If that was truly the case, and if 9/11 was truly an inside job, there's no way we wouldn't know by now.
I feel you.
You know, that's why I don't believe this conspiracy. I think that there might have been some shady stuff involved with it that we just don't know about. But when it comes to the military and the government, when is there shady things that we just don't know about?
No comment.
No comment.
Legally, Here's the thing.
I'm not saying that. I think that there's some things that, I mean, it's just, and it's not necessarily they're hiding stuff. It's just they're not talking about it. There's a difference between hiding and not talking about it. You know, exactly. I don't think that in any way the government had any foul play involved in that. However, my deal is, I think it's crazy how almost 20 years later, mm-hmm, people are conspiracing about it, you know?
You know, it's still a major aspect of,
you know, because, I mean, social media has just made everyone feel the need to second guess everything.
I will definitely say, if we were up to date on technology like we are now, I believe we would have had, you know, a good 30-40% more information about it than we do now.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, I mean, at that time, people, you know, they could have released information instead of it being kind of restricted and harder to release at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I this is something I have heard, and for some reason, some weird reason, even though I've heard it from so many different people and, like, radios and talk shows and stuff, I've never researched it, but they like to talk about how the building imploded and did not, you know, like, it imploded from the bottom.
Yeah, well,
did it really? Because I've not once looked it up.
So some people believe that there were bombs brought in to the lower floor and caused it to implode from the bottom. Here's what you have to think about when it comes to building these tall structures. They don't just build them on the ground up. They have to dig massive holes. I mean, so it has a foundation that it can stay on.
That the memorial, the holes, though, that's like,
yeah, I went there. I was there.
I want to go. That's
oh my god, dude, it's crazy. It was a crazy experience. But yeah, and so it's one of those things when you have so much pressure on the top, something's gonna happen on the bottom to cause it go. And if it happened in one of the lower floors, it would look like it imploded, because it would be coming, all this pressure when it came down would come up and then out. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I don't know. Just like the understanding that I have is it should not have imploded. It should have leaned off to the side, and I don't think the whole building would have necessarily came down. I think maybe a good half of it, but I don't think like the whole building would have came down. And if it did, I feel like it would have leaned or kind of like fell into itself.
Well, no, not because it was. It goes back to how they were structurally built.
Well, it's like I said, I haven't researched it enough to, like, know the blueprints, know the plans. And
yeah,
know, like,
yeah. And a lot of it depends on how the plane landed inside the building as well.
One thing that I can say that I do know is the government, the airline that had been, the airline that, like, most of the planes were hijacked, that airline had, in its logbooks, the government had taken some of the planes for testing, and like they had been using some of the planes for testing, and they didn't say where they were tested at, what they were doing with it, just that the government was using the planes in that airline for testing.
Okay.
So I do know that for a fact, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, military test planes all the time.
Yeah, but that's one of the biggest parts of the conspiracy, is it was that airline.
And I mean, hey, who knows?
You know what? At this point, what is it even...
what does it even matter?
It's just like a conscience clearing,
don't worry,
basically.
Guys. Trump's in office. He's going to fix everything.
I'm not commenting. I like Trump, but that's also going to start a huge debate. And
I'll start a debate. I like Trump.
I'm not allowed to talk anything negative on him.
Let me put it like this. I think that at least Trump states his mind.
I like the fact
we've had
that
so
he
many
says
presidents.
He follows through.
We have so many we've had so many presidents that like literally just sit around with their noble office managers or whatever with the finger up the booty holes.
We have the presidents that like to be a comedian.
Yeah, but now we have a president who jokes around but also says what's on his mind. And does what he says he's gonna do. I remember whenever it came down to getting whatever it was back to like Jerusalem or whatever, that like
what?
Four different presidents before Trump. I just put up three fingers. Four different presidents before Trump were all like, "Oh no, we're gonna do this," and they never did it. And then Trump is
this
like,
"This was better than mine."
Trump is like, "Yo, Trump was like,
we're going to move." The thing
he
to
said,
Jerusalem.
You did not.
And then guess what happened? Guess what happened?
He did it. And
they did it, and they
is,
did it bigly.
He has followed through with the things that he said in his campaign. He may not have done it in a way that...
yeah, he may not have done it in a presidential way.
He may have not have done it in a presidential way, and he may not have done it in a way that you approve or like. And it may have had repercussions that you didn't like, but he followed through on his word.
Exactly.
If Hillary would have been elected, do you think those things would have been... You think anything she said would have been followed
if
through?
If Hillary would have been elected, women would have been allowed to leave the kitchens. And we don't want that. I'm kidding. That was a joke. That was a joke. I'm telling you, that was a joke. Okay, there was humor in it.
We all know dishwashers can't be unplugged and still work.
Exactly. Which is why our women are free and we use actual machines.
You're right.
Never mind. I'm not,
hey,
I'm
today
not
is Mother's Day.
Exactly. When we're recording this, it's Mother's Day. So I just want to say shout out to all the moms. You guys are awesome. Like, you guys freaking rock. Especially, never mind.
One of our biggest viewers is... Bethany, I'm not going to say her last name. And Beth, you are a mom and now a mom of two.
What's
and
up, Beth? I don't know you, but happy Mother's Day.
And happy Mother's Day to you, Beth.
Yeah.
Seriously, you
are
an amazing person.
Woo,
and
you
I,
earned this holiday.
Woo, you did it. This is all you, girl. It's Beth Day now.
Heck yeah.
And I
for
just
the
want
next
to say
hour
that
and
you
3 minutes,
are
it's Beth Day.
Great mom.
Yeah.
And happy Mother's Day. Happy
Gavin's
Mother's Day to
word.
Both of my moms. I've been blessed with two moms. And it is a blessing.
You might want to clarify that one's a stepmom.
Yes.
Because otherwise people are just going to think that you have two moms.
No.
Because your moms are homosexuals.
No.
He has a birth mom and a stepmom.
And I love them both. And, you know, I am glad that I got my stepmom. She is a wonderful second mom. And she's just brought like a whole family along with her. And I absolutely love that she makes my dad happy. She's a wonderful person. And my life would definitely not be where it's at if she hadn't been there. And my mom, she has supported me through thick and thin. And she has done just amazing things. So I love both.
Yeah, I was having a really nice conversation with your mom earlier. And like,
yes.
I don't know. She's a very, very intelligent person. Yeah, like I love my mom. My mom is like freaking... Oh my God. Like, she's just the best. Like, my mom is literally like, and it sounds like weird because, you know, she's a female and I'm a man, but like, it's one of those things where it's like, my mom has set so many examples that I want to achieve, you know, going back to, school, a lot like later in life, which is so difficult, especially when she had two kids at home and grandkids were always over, you know, and everything. But I mean, and she was working a full-time job and she put herself through school. And, I mean, has just worked her butt off, you know, and, like, just set such an amazing example. Has always been there for me and all of my siblings, going out of her way to make sure that we're taken care of, even when they're 30 years old, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about me. Maybe it's just my shattering innocence and just overall, you know, aura. But every single person loves to mother me.
Room factory.
And, like, the place where I work... literally everyone, it's weird. Cause like we had like a Taco Tuesday thing on the 5th of May.
You're still working at your mom's office, aren't you?
She doesn't work there anymore yet.
Oh, okay.
And, I was like, legit, I got there and they were like, all right, come and eat, Michael. Oh, Michael, did you forget your napkin? Oh, did you get a fork? You know, and it's like, they're all just like mothering me. And I was like, this is pretty awesome. But yeah, so I have a lot of people who are mothers, but a lot of female role models in my life. And I'm very thankful for that because, dude, women are freaking dope.
Like, women are the best. I tell you, and today, I don't even want to think of it's a holiday for just mothers. I think there's a lot of females who may not necessarily have kids, but they still are a mother.
Exactly. They still, when a woman goes out of her way to take care of someone younger than her,
she's either a wife or a mom.
She's filling in that mother position, and that's just everyone who every woman who has ever been a mother figure or a mother to anybody, like, God bless you,
dude. You know something my mom did yesterday? This amazing,
did a sick gnarly half pipe. No,
chased a ice cream truck down many roads. Got him to pull over, rolled down the window, and she said he rolled down his window looking so scared and confused. And she literally, because we have not, because ice cream trucks don't go on this road.
There's one by my house always like,
they don't come. Around. So she literally asked the dude to come by, and he didn't make it, or maybe he did and we missed it. But she literally bought us ice cream from Sonic afterwards because he didn't come. And I mean, just the fact she chased down a random ice cream dude,
yeah, scared the crap out of him.
I mean,
that's funny.
It was just amazing. Yeah. Avery was so ungrateful. I'd punch him in his throat.
All right, back to conspiracies. Thank you, mothers. Nice little intermission there.
Bada boop a doop boop.
But, what's wrong with you?
I like making, like, interchangeable sounds. We're moving on.
When Gavin doesn't have a guitar in his hands, he's like,
I am the guitar. Yeah. Dude, did you hear my COVID-19 song?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, Gavin has an album out, guys. Go listen to that.
It's called If My Life Is a Dream, Please Wake Me Up. And then that's
dope title.
I love it. It's kind of a reference to one of my favorite Sleeping with Sirens. It's like If My Life Is a Soundtrack, something. I don't know.
But, my favorite album, something about sleeping with soundtracks. I don't really care.
Remember the exact name, but I mean, I love that album.
Right, so back, shut up. Back
hold up. I want to talk about my music.
Go ahead. Gosh. This is gonna be a conspiracy episode. And we're just gone on a rant about moms and music.
Like, yeah. Well, I have a new song out called COVID-19. Have you heard it? Please, Michael.
Okay,
you're supposed to listen to these. Listen. Things.
Here's my thing. When albums come out,
it's not even on the album. It's a single.
Well, I have to listen to the album first because I have to listen to it chronologically, dude. No, I kid you not. Songs. No, I haven't on a new album because listen, I cannot like when an album drops, I don't care like who it is. When an album drops, I have to listen to the album like all the way through for the first time I listen to it. And so, I haven't had a moment where I can just sit down and just binge your album.
It's like 13 minutes max.
I know, but I haven't, like, where I can just, like, depict it, excuse me, and enjoy it.
Well, it's now out, and my single, the album, and the, just gonna throw this in here, then I'm done, I'm plugging it, and then I'm done. It's now on, like, Spotify, Google Music, Apple Music, Tidal, it's on all streaming, it's on Facebook, it's on Instagram. I mean, you can go into Instagram, plug the music, and have, like, a clip play in your story and stuff. That's pretty cool.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah, so both the single and the album are out on all platforms, so go listen. Plus, it's on YouTube. All right, back to conspiracies.
All right, so this one is that one I was saying was going to be a bit darker. So a bit darker. If you need to hear it. Exit, then go ahead. We already got the listen, so you can leave.
Wow. No, guys, we want you to listen to the
kidding.
Whole thing.
I
love
you guys. I love you. You guys are not numbers. Legit, like, I've been jumping through so many hoops trying to find things like better this podcast. I'm still waiting on my condenser mic to come. Like, we're making moves, dude. We're making moves.
We're waiting on y'all's feedback, too. We really enjoy it.
For sure.
We've been getting quite a few comments.
Yeah, we have, but we also want to encourage the rest of y'all. Really jump in and comment. Don't be afraid. Don't think you're going to sound dumb. Don't think of anything like that. We love our fans. You guys are awesome.
Most of you guys do listen on, like, streaming.
I got recognized for the podcast.
You did? Where?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. Like, most of you guys listen on streaming platforms, but go ahead to our YouTube channel and give us a sub.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Sub our YouTube, follow our Instagram.
You don't gotta listen there.
I'm gonna start using our Twitter more, so.
Yeah, we don't use that.
I'm gonna start, because I love Twitter.
I made it just because, you know, it's good to have, but.
I thought I made the Twitter.
No, I did.
You did?
Because
I'm in Instagram.
I just wanted to message Luna, and he never got back to me. I want you on my podcast.
Okay, but anyway, so this theory is the one of, excuse me if I'm saying the last name wrong, but Jonathan P. Lovett, one of the two.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. He was in, I think, the Air Force, if I'm not wrong. He was in a military branch, and he was with another person who was in the military, and they were out, I can't remember exactly what they were doing, but they were out looking around or whatever, and this was in the United States. And they got separated. And not Jonathan, but the other one, hears a scream. Mm-hmm. And he runs and looks and sees what he described as a round thing in the sky with like this arm thing coming down from it that had Jonathan by the leg, and it disappeared. So they start searching for him, and I believe it was a few days later, they found his body.
Was there any signs of something like grabbing his leg?
I don't know. I'll get to that. There's some other signs that's going to stick out a whole lot more to you. His body was mutilated. And it was reviewed by multiple people and everything. And they all said that there were certain things. And this is kind of gross. But his anus and...
Your discretion.
I believe is his penis.
Oof.
Were removed... device. With surgical, like, almost expertise.
Ooh.
There were other things on his body missing. Other things, like, missing and mutilated in the body was...
But it was, like, surgically... It was, like, it was removed at, you know, expert... Like, it was...
Yeah, yeah. Definitely not. They described it as almost surgically removed.
So it wasn't just, like, you know, mutilation or stabbing you.
It wasn't something some rabbit animal could have done.
Okay. Or just like necessarily,
or just some random,
you know, it was like they had not necessarily training. If it was a higher life,
no, force, yeah, like, they it was like they had training in it.
You know, it was something they were, you know, caught up to date on doing.
Yeah, and so this theory has.
What did this happen?
I want to say it was in New Mexico.
You have your phone.
Oh, actually, I saved a bunch of stuff that I was gonna read.
I was gonna like. Do some researching, but we're using my phone to record, so...
Okay, yeah. So, let me find this exact part of the article where it talks about it. The other guy, his last name was Cunningham. But, yeah, he was American Air Force, a sergeant, and it was in New Mexico. It was in New Mexico desert.
A lot of stuff happens in New Mexico.
Yeah, it's kind of odd, isn't it? What is Area 51?
That's the place. It's not Skinwalker Ranch. It was in New Mexico. What's that place?
Oh, Area 51, yeah.
No, not Area 51. That giant, like, ranch field or whatever that everything happens at. I'm going to find the name.
Giant Ranch Field?
Giant Ranch Field, that's what we're calling it. But I'm going to find the actual name of it, and then I'm going to, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Plug it.
So, it was, So William Cunningham was the other guy, and they said that that his body like had certain parts of it missing that almost had surgical like a surgical element to it. My whole theory, or I shouldn't say my theory, but
your thoughts,
like his eyes were removed and like all kinds of stuff, and it couldn't have just been done by an animal.
Yeah.
So, that's what I mean when I'm like, I don't know if I don't believe in aliens or whatnot, because of events like that. I think it was Brazil, at, like, a reservoir, they had found a body that had, like, almost the same conditions, and you can actually find pictures online of this body, because wherever it was... didn't have that big of a police force and stuff, so they normally put stuff online to try to get other people to help them solve it. And you can find pictures of the body. It's horrific. What's the correlation?
I mean, that's just kind of insane.
It's crazy.
Just like the fact that like it was just gone, disappeared, and just found just like surgically, you know.
Yeah.
Just it, you know. It
now his eyes
wild.
Were gouged out. Here's another thing. His all the blood had been drained from his body.
What?
But the veins weren't, I think what they said was the veins weren't collapsed, which is what you would normally see from someone's, like,
blood loss.
Yeah, from someone dying of blood loss. And so it was like the body had, yeah, so the body had been, like, drained of blood. You know, and, like, what the heck?
What the heck, man?
Like, how do we know these facts and still be like, oh, I think that humans are the only thing on the earth. Like, no. There's a body with, like, certain parts of it,
bro, but homie surgically said that removed. He saw a flying
saucer.
Yeah, so, I mean, that kind of shoots back to the alien aspect.
Little do we know, there's some kid playing with the frisbee, like, just threw it too far.
Yeah, he just thought it was a flying but, saucer.
But no, I don't want to make light of that because a man did die, and, I mean, it was tragic, you know. But, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, there has to be something else. I'm not saying it's an alien or whatever, but, I mean, like, there are things, and like, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
You know, like, how all the blood could be drained and his veins still, like, just being chill, like, that it's, I don't know, that's one thing that I don't think we'll ever really have answers for, but that's crazy.
Did you want to know a good conspiracy?
Speak up.
Hero O'Brien is legit. Oh. Like, I don't know. I've been researching that a lot.
I enjoy Minecraft. Like, I really do. But this dude is such a nerd.
It's the only game I, like, will fluently play. It's that or World War II. Or Bioshock. I love the Bioshock series.
But, I want to play those.
If you had a PS4, I'd loan you it.
I sold my PS4.
I know. If you get another one, I got the whole series right there.
I'm thinking about it because I want to play Red Dead 2 anyways, again.
Back Skyrim. In the beginning, it was literally something that, you know, Notch and them, they refused to acknowledge the complete existence. They said it didn't exist at all. And, I mean, there was obviously existence of it. And I don't know. I think it was...
See, I don't even know what that thing is.
I don't think it was a glitch, so to say. People say Herobrine's basically like, oh, it's a glitch in the system. And, I mean, I have seen people whose complete, like, computers has crash after having the Herobrine sighting on their game. And Herobrine's basically like this little, you know what it is though, right?
No.
Okay, the Steve with the white eyes.
Okay.
Maybe. So in the earlier, I'm going to about to sit up because stuff's getting real. In the earlier in the earlier point of Minecraft, back when Notch was in control and it's like still 1.5 and stuff.
Back before Microsoft.
Yeah. It was something that Java and Notch both refused the existence of. Now, obviously, it was existent. And people tried to say it was like a glitch in the system. But this glitch would completely, like, crash computers, delete worlds. You know, it'd show up and it just... Or, like, your house would be looted and completely destroyed with signs saying Herobrine was there. Or even, like, random pictures of Herobrine. Like, the paintings, the pictures. It would be, like, the ones of Herobrine that don't spawn at all. They, you know, those aren't even in the system, but yet they would be there. And a lot of people say it's like mods, but I think that it was something Notch added in the game just to spice it up a little bit. And they refused.
Literally, we know it was just some 12-year-old kid who hacked into the original Minecraft servers. Like,
I think that the conspiracy here is, and I'm a Minecraft nerd, I think the conspiracy here is that they inserted the Herobrine glitch into the game to basically spice it up. Now,
okay.
There's a thing called Null, and Null is like this black shadow figure that lately has been surfacing in the Herobrine world as this creature that's always in the shadows around Herobrine, and it's like the whole lore is like possessing Herobrine and making Herobrine do all this crazy crap, and like it's always in the shadows, and I think that and Entity 303, if you don't know what either of that is,
just keep going.
I think that both of those are mods, but I believe Herobrine was legit a glitch they inserted just to get hype up around the game.
That could be. I mean, that's a good marketing technique, if so.
I mean, like, I'm just like, your house is being raided, you're on the world, signs are being put down, you know, pictures that weren't in the mainframe, your worlds are crashing, your worlds are being deleted, the Minecraft's being uninstalled off your...
I have a question.
Yes.
You think Hitler escaped?
Hold up. Hold up, we'll get to that.
Okay, so it's popping in my head.
Like, you know, the Minecraft like platform and software is undownloaded off your computer. It's just gone. Or your computer is completely crashing. Like, how are we going to sit there and say that this wasn't real? So, I mean, there's definitely the possibility it was a mod that somebody created. But I think that it was a glitch put into the game.
I think so. That's interesting.
So anyways, that's just Gavin's thought for the hour.
So, do you think Hitler escaped?
I've heard a lot of stuff about it, and I know that they... But like, Mr. Revis, I can't remember exactly what he said about it. It makes me want to text him right now. I asked him, like, somebody said something about that to him in our history, AP history class.
11:14, you text your history teacher. Yo,
what up?
What'd you say about Hitler?
Don't quote me. And Mr. Revis, you are an amazing man. I'm going to shout out him. He is just a great dude. Jack Revis.
Gavin, could we just paraphrasing here?
Okay, so I'm just going to try and quote this as the best of my memory, but don't hold me to anything.
We're not saying that his teacher
said. I want to say that he said the only person that viewed the body was one of the Nazi officials.
Okay, I had heard that as well.
And that's the only person who apparently viewed the body. And then after that, it was like, we have never got, the Americans never got a chance to investigate the body. They never got a chance to look over the body. And I want to say that's exactly what he said, but don't quote me to it. We have never, as a, like, our country's never had the chance to literally
bit down on a little bit of cyanide and clipped it. I mean, I think he's dead.
Like, we've never had the chance to actually investigate the body to this day, and so nobody's ever seen it except for the Nazi official. And so, there's no way to confirm.
I got another theory, and I want to say to the audience as well, if you have any thoughts or ideas or can elaborate on any of these theories, comment on our Instagram post, comment on our...
Definitely try commenting on YouTube, because then we can have
comment
other people,
on YouTube.
You know, continue,
yeah, definitely comment on YouTube.
You know, other people
can give us a 5-star rating on iTunes,
yes,
or Apple Podcasts.
On Yelp, and just...
on Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star rating, and
get our ratings
right on there. But what do you think is going on with Antarctica?
Okay, hold up here. Hold up. We are moving too fast, Michael.
Take you're
out
still
to dinner
Hitler
first.
Thing?
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to say that my thoughts on it, I don't really have a thought, but I do think that it's very, very odd that we never had the chance. They wouldn't allow it. We couldn't ever see the body. And I think just by the fact that only like that one, either one person or either the group of, but still, it was Nazis, it was Germany. Only them have had the chance to look at the body. I think that there's definitely a strong possibility that they made an escape for him.
That's definitely sus. Yeah, didn't he, sus. Like, was he with his cousin or something?
He married his cousin,
yeah. he married his cousin.
Which apparently was not weird.
Yeah. Germans, what you gonna do? what's going on with Antarctica, man?
Okay,
like,
what is going on with Antarctica? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
You can't get in it. So, like, I want to say it was in the 50s, the United Nations signed this thing that, like, basically banned people from going into Antarctica.
There's people that live in Antarctica.
Well, you can go to certain parts of Antarctica, but most of it you can't go to. And then there's some parts you can only go with a guide.
It's very few people, but there's natives in it. I mean, I don't think they originated there, but there's definitely natives
there. Well, there's people that live there, but it's only, like, a specific place in Antarctica. Like, you can't just go there and, like, go to places in Antarctica. And, like, I get it. It's unsafe. People have died. People could die.
It's cold. It could
it's
break.
Awful. Yeah, yeah. But at the same time,
polar bears.
It's like,
I mean, we play Minecraft. The polar bears are crazy. You don't know what they're going to do.
But no, like, my thing is, like, it's so weird that the United Nations would just be like, no one's allowed Antarctica without our supervision.
Okay, actually, I do recall a conspiracy theory about that.
Yeah.
You've seen The Thing?
What thing?
All right, so
that's the movie
we're going to watch tonight.
Yeah, oh my gosh. No, let's do it, bro. I love
art. Me and Michael, every time we have a podcast, we talk about a movie and then we'll watch the movie.
Legit. The Thing from Outer Space from the 50s, The Thing from the 80s, the 2012 remake.
I have both.
But do you have the Thing from Outer Space?
No, I don't have that one. I can probably buy it, honestly. The thing, the older one,
was so much better than the remake, obviously.
Okay, I can't remember which. Either they, one of them lines up at the end of the other. I can't remember which is which, but one of them lines up at the end of the other.
So here's the thing.
It's the old, the new one, the remake, it is basically like beforehand of what happened to the old one. The old one lines up directly at the ending of the new
one. The one in the 60s ends weird.
I can't remember how it ends. I'm not going to say how
so,
it ends. How it ends.
I'm not going to say how it ends. But it ends weird, okay? And it kind of is like, it kind of leaves you in like a you don't really know what to think spot. And then they released for PS2 a game, The Thing game, that gave apparently like the most, I haven't played it so I don't know.
Does the game continue on with the story?
It apparently gives it the most perfect ending anyone could ever ask for.
So is The Thing from Outer Space like a
It's like a
Is it part of the series?
No, it's a 50s horror movie. Okay. I mean, it's like it's black and white. I mean, that's what the thing is from. But
like I'm saying, because on the remake, it opens up with the thing being found inside it, like it's inside the ice. So I'm sitting here in my head, like from the thing from outer space, does it end with him ending up in the ice in Antarctica?
The thing from outer space, it doesn't directly correlate. No.
So anyways, the conspiracy theory that I heard was that the thing is, it's like, it was basic conspiracy theory, but it was like, the thing is real, and it's like, it's out there in Antarctica.
I don't know, I feel like, I just think it's weird. I think the government's hiding something in Antarctica, that's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, they could be anything out there. I mean, there's no real way we can get out there and search, it's way too dangerous to go out there.
But we gotta, like, okay, no, because here's the thing.
We raided Area 51, let's go raid Antarctica.
Screw it being too dangerous, we can go to, like, the depths of the ocean, but we can't make some type of machine that gets through the freaking cold.
Yeah, guys.
I mean, the depths of the ocean are cold, too.
Come on, Mythbusters.
But.
Make something.
But, continuing on, you know, I'm not going to say how it ends. I'm like, how it, like what leads up to the ending. But on the end of the remake, you know how they're in the chopper and they see that dog running?
Dude, I'm not even kidding you. The remake came out, like, what, 2012?
Something like that.
That's when I watched it.
Okay, well, at the end, I'm not gonna say any spoilers on like what happens in case you haven't seen it. All I'm
I've seen the thing, the original one, the remake ends
with they're in a chopper and they see a dog running through the snow, and the old original, it starts with that same chopper and the dog running through the snow, so it like directly picks
up. So it's a prequel.
It's like the original is basically the prequel, because. The remake is like a beforehand of what happened.
Yeah, so it's a prequel. A movie that was made after the original, but chronologically is set before.
So like the whole Star Wars?
Yeah. Okay, so like episode, it was like the first
three. We're not getting into Star Wars.
No, shut up and let me talk.
Too long of a conversation.
Shut up. The first three that were ever made was episode 4, 5, and 6. And then they later made 1, 2, and 3. That's the 1, 2, and 3 were prequels to the original.
I'm not that big of, I like the originals. I don't like any of the new ones. But did they make it that way on purpose, or did they kind of think like along the lines, "Hey, let's do this because it'd be cool"?
Yeah, I think. Well, it's based on comic books, so I think they were just like, "We're gonna do Luke Skywalker's kind of prime story, and then we'll do Anakin's thing."
Okay, so they definitely meant to make the, you know, not come out in chronological
order. Yeah, well, I mean, they named it episode. It was Star Wars Episode 4 when it came out. Okay. Yeah,
so they meant to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But yeah, I mean,
my fridge.
Yeah, that kind of freaked me
out.
Dude,
it'll like, I don't know what it does. It like stutters, basically, is what I call it, and then it'll like shake the whole desk, and I'm like, what the heck?
That's weird. That's demonic.
It's my ghost.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I think it's crazy. I think that we got so many conspiracies out there that it's hard to tell which ones are true or not.
Kind of like getting away from this whole conversation. Do you ever think, like, what's one celebrity you want to meet before they die?
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Is he alive?
I thought
he died already.
No!
Oh, my mistake. Why do you want to meet Bob Dylan?
Just to tell him how much he's influenced me.
Oh, okay. You get that.
And just, like, Bob thank Dylan him. Vibe. Oh, yeah.
It's hard to pick, but I would definitely say Chevy Chase.
Who?
Chevy Chase.
Who?
Have you seen, like, Christmas Vacation?
Yes.
European Vacation? That dude.
Wait, which one?
The dad.
Oh, really?
Chevy Chase. Oh, my. I've seen an interview with him. Have you ever seen Community?
No.
One of the best shows ever.
Nah.
He got kicked from the show. And the way that it happened was Dan Harmon, which I kind of think, I mean, I love Rick and Morty. I love the Solar Opposites.
Yeah.
But Dan Harmon is a major
Dan Harmon wasn't. Dan Harmon didn't do anything with Solar Opposites. Is the other guy.
He didn't? Oh, okay.
No, he was the other guy.
Well, anyways, Dan Harmon was, he kind of admitted, he was like, yeah, I was drinking real hard at that time, in that point of my life, but he's still kind of a major douchebag. Anyways.
Let me touch on this. Here's the thing about Dan Harmon. Dan Harmon is an amazing writer.
He's amazing at what he does.
He is an amazing.
I will never say
no, like
that
this, either. like this. He is an amazing writer, and he knows he is. Like, he knows that what he does it best. I mean, Dan Harmon came out with the Circle story about how, like, the way that films are set up and the way that films work. And,
he didn't, elaborated on some. It was already. Well, no, yeah,
it was
already
like it was like
it.
I think theirs was like a 3-step thing, and he expanded it to an 8.
6-step, and he made it to an 8.
Yeah, and so I mean, like he is like, I mean, he was.
He's amazing at what
he does. Amazing what he does, and but he knows it. And, yeah, douche. He's cocky about it. But
so what had happened was. Chevy Chase didn't like the BART from the beginning. He didn't like the part he was playing in the community. He was an old kind of a racist, you know, rich, just kind of a jerk in the show, but it made it funny. It made it what it was. He didn't like the role, and he openly expressed it. And one day on the set, he was reading a script, getting ready to prepare for a scene, and he was really outraged on one of the comments he had to make to Donald Glover or Childish Gambino, who was on the show, and he was really upset about, like, how, like, borderline, you know, really racist it was, and he was like, what's next, you're gonna make me call, and then he pointed out to, I can't remember the woman's name, but it was Troy, Donald Glover, and the woman who played Shirley, and they're both black, and he was like, what's next, you're gonna have me call him, and then he said the N-word with the hard R.
Okay.
And Dan Harmon and him kind of got in a yelling match, and Chevy Chase's whole family was there, his wife, his kids, and he was like, he called him a crappy actor or bad words, and then he told him to go F himself. So when he got home, Chevy Chase left him a voicemail in which he was calling him. He was like, "You're not funny. You're not anything special. You're a half decent writer who makes half decent jokes." And in Community, it wasn't the best. That's why it never got real big, is because it wasn't as good as like.
So I don't know about it.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. It was maybe Dan Harmon preparing himself for the greater works.
Probably.
Anyways, Dan Harmon played the. Voicemail out loud at a like public viewing party or whatever in front of a whole bunch of people, and then he was making fun of Chevy Chase, and so this whole thing went down, and Chevy Chase had a mutual agreement to leave the show, and Dan Harmon got kicked from the show.
Dang.
And they made an interview where they went and talked to him about it at his house, and Chevy Chase was looking real bad. He was shaking, he couldn't remember what he was saying, and he was getting kind of upset and defensive, and
yeah.
His biggest thing was he didn't want to be remembered as somebody who didn't do anything, because he was amazing. I mean, he's in Caddyshack.
Oh, yeah.
He's great in... movie. There's so many, and I can't remember the names of them right now. I'm thinking of them, but I can't remember the names. Mm. But he's in a lot of good movies, and he's just an amazing actor. And if I had to meet anyone, it would be him.
That's cool. That's really cool.
And
you know, he is awesome. I love his comedy style. No, because I love Caddyshack. I love the vacation movies. I just couldn't place like his name with them, but I'm like, oh yeah, the Caddyshack dude.
There's this one in which he played like a cop or PI or something. I can't remember the name. I'm gonna go ask my mom later, but she loves the movie, and I can't remember the name, but he was real good in that.
Yeah.
He could play dramatic roles just as good as commodity.
So my mom loves Grey's Anatomy, right?
Oh, I hate that show.
And there's this video game I love called Detroit Become Human.
I hate that game too.
And there's this guy named Jesse Williams who was one of the main characters in Detroit Become Human, who I knew was also on Grey's Anatomy. I've been watching Grey's Anatomy with my mom quite a bit lately. And I'm just like, I love Avery's character. Jesse Williams plays Avery on Grey's Anatomy. So I started looking into Jesse Williams. Dude's a beast. So, like, he's very involved in politics, and he's an activist for Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. Yeah, a very, very, I would almost say monumental in the black community and kind of that thing, which is super dope. But, I mean, like, he's one of those people that, like, you almost have to respect his opinion.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this dude, like... I mean, he went through college. He taught high school for like a long time. Like, I mean, the dude wanted to be a lawyer, mm-hmm. you know, like, I mean, he's just so well educated, and the way he presents himself and the way he speaks out on subjects, you almost like have to like respect his opinion. So my question, like in this whole thing was like, I don't know. I've really kind of like, he's definitely someone that I would say like I highly respect in like the acting community.
Yeah, food.
But, do you know like any activist of, excuse me, gosh. And do you know of any activists? And if so, which one's your favorite?
I don't keep up
with Or which one would you say is, like, your most monumental?
I don't know. I don't really keep up with this kind of stuff. You know, I like to live my sheltered life watching TV shows.
Playing Minecraft, watching Rick and Morty.
Reading books, watching movies.
Eating microwave burritos.
The forbidden noodles.
Forbidden noodles.
Forbidding myself from life. I mean, I swear.
Or what would you say was the most, like... What would you say is, like... when you saw someone discussing standing up for any kind of political thing.
I will
they
kind of
left
back
you in from oh yeah this
I will
dude's
jump,
really educated
I will jump
about.
Back to Jack Revis.
Who's Jack Revis?
The my AP history teacher.
Okay.
He ran for office before. He is a Democrat and I'm Republican, so I mean views aren't necessarily the same, but this
yeah.
dude, I respect this man very highly. In class, you know, whenever someone would ask for his opinion on something, he'd always say, do you want it as a politician, a teacher, or just as a everyday Joe? And he would, you know, he'd ask you for, like, what
side. That's really cool.
And, you know, he always, he would ask you, like, which way you want it. And so he knows, like, because he could tell it to you different ways based on, you know, how, like, what you're looking at him. This man is very educated. He's also very musically talented. I just, you know, just sitting in his AP class, and I don't really get into discussion too much because, I don't know, it's just more of a nerves thing than anything. Like, I get, because there's been times in his class when I'll get into a deep discussion with other classmates, and it's just, like, back and forth with me, you know.
Kind of like a debate.
Yeah, basically is what it is, and that's what AP class is. You know, you're using your brain, and you're discussing.
Using the memory and the membrane.
But
I don't know what's wrong with me.
You know, he's very well educated. He's very well put. He is,
that's cool.
You know, even if he has complete different views with you,
hey,
you
we repping the locals.
Way. Yeah,
let's
yeah.
go, Muskogee. That's another
you know,
thing, too, man.
I would love to sit down and have, like, a good dinner and talk with him sometime. But
that's how I'm with,
Jack
I guess,
Revis
my principal.
Is definitely one of my most.
I guess
know,
that's how I'm with my principal. My principal, he's one of those people that I just respect so much.
Mr. Purdue?
Oh, yeah. And just his views on things and the way he presents his views and everything is just very. He's very much someone who I highly respect.
I have much respect for the Purdue's.
Absolutely. Oh, of course, Mrs. Purdue as well. They're just amazing, amazing people.
They really are, you know. And then, you know, Zach Snow.
Oh, Jack yeah, Zach Snow's definitely another really influential person. Mr. Bornfleth.
Obviously, Rodney Maddox.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For
that
sure.
is, that's one man that I respect more than I can say I respect almost anyone.
Yeah.
I have great respect for him.
Yeah, I do too. He's a great guy.
Local Muskogeans, I swear.
One guy that just, like, really influenced my life was Mr. Bornfleth.
Love Mr. Warmblood, man.
Yeah, he has passed away. But that,
and he was an American soldier too. So
absolutely,
I you know,
absolutely.
Any veteran, thank you for your service.
Yeah,
I can say without a doubt that it's one of the most bravest things that you can ever do.
Oh my God, absolutely.
You know, you're signing away your life and you're fighting for your country, no matter what you're doing, no matter what job, even policemen, firemen, you know, just any kind of service.
Definitely, first responders.
Thank you.
Definitely. What?
I was going to say something, but then I realized how dumb it was.
I know, we've really, like, kind of, like, this episode, it's the conspiracy / Mother's Day / politics /
movies.
Influential people in our
lives.
I like
how in every episode we make, we always, like, kind of steer and talk about movies for a bit, too.
But, I mean, that's the thing. I don't want this podcast to be some structured bullcrap. Like, this is the thing where
when
we got on a mic
ask me,
and we talk about stuff.
People
listen,
ask me. I'm like, hey, you listen to our podcast? And they're like, yeah. They're like, no, what's it about? My only
yeah,
response.
How do you respond?
My only response, what I tell them, is it's me and you talking about whatever we can talk about. Like,
yeah.
It's
wait,
that's,
me and
that's
you
that's
being me and, like, you, like, us
we,
two guys.
Like, we have guests sometimes. We'll interview them and they'll include them in our discussions. We like to promote local, you know, Muskogee
absolutely.
People.
Gotta represent.
And, but if you break it down, our podcast is just me and Mike chilling around talking.
For sure. I mean, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I just, this is like, but like, how do you, like, I've had
what,
people ask me that too, like,
are.
What is your podcast about? I'm like, everything. Like, but here's like, the thing. Honestly, our podcast is about whatever you want it to be about. If you,
from the beginning,
you got to comment, you got to tell us what you want it to be about. We'll, if it's something we feel like we can discuss without sounding like complete retards. And even if we want to sound like complete retards.
If you ask for it, then expect it.
Exactly.
You mess with the bull, you get the.
So just comment below. Talk about or
let us know
give us like
about.
Yeah what you want us to talk about.
So another thing I wanted to like kind of clarify and like let the audience know, I leave 20 days.
Yeah, yeah,
20 days, which means we have two more episodes, but I wanted to let y'all know, like, me and Mike have come up with the decision we're going to pre-record some episodes.
Yeah, quite a few.
Troubles with, you know, finding a permanent, you know, semi-permanent.
A temporary co-host.
Because
I can't do this by myself,
guys. We have
people
lined up to come on.
I'm
but
not
that's
Chris
not
D'Elia. Chris D'Elia, he's one of the few, like, people I know who can have a podcast where it's just him and it works.
Dude, the only reason I know about him is from the roast of Justin Bieber.
I love him.
But I'm telling you,
so you know how Ludacris was on that?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I was watching his, Chris D'Elia's Hot Ones interview. And he was talking about how, like, I guess Jordan Lucas?
Yeah.
I meant Ludacris.
Jordan Lucas.
Jordan Ludacris, like, Joyner, Justin Joyner, Bieber. Joyner. Ludacris, I guess Chris D'Elia went up to him after the show. And was like, yo, what's up, man? I'm Chris D'Elia. And he was like, nah. He's like, what? And he's like, nah, dude, you made that joke about Paul Walker. I don't F with that. And he's like, well, I know, like, I would never make a joke. And he's like, nah, man, nah. And so I guess it's
just didn't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I keep saying Joyner, dang it. I guess Ludacris just doesn't like him. But anyways,
Paul Walker was a really good actor.
He was just an amazing human being.
Like, anyways, before I lose my train of thought,
we're going to pre-record some episodes.
The episodes, usually we'll call back and, you know, we'll kind of discuss, like, talk about what we did last week. That's not going to be much of the case, seeing we're going to pre-record a lot. So don't expect it to be, like,
so
set
there will
in
be
a timeline.
Yeah, there will be a little bit of a time frame there, but you probably won't even notice it unless you're really trying to pay attention to it.
Unless you're trying to call out
our mistakes. I'll still be very, very, very active on our social medias, so definitely comment and keep responding to everything.
And there will be lots of guests to come. It's not going to be just pre-recorded episodes.
That's definitely going
to happen. So, yeah. We're glad to put out a lot of content for you.
Absolutely. We're not going to slow down.
We're actually about an hour and maybe 20-ish minutes in.
Hour? What? No, the other one was like 14. This one's 50.
No, it was like 21.
Nah.
Yeah, it was like 21.
No, really not.
Okay.
No, because I remember being like...
I'm not trying to make it insanely long. We like to keep
our
time.
Like, it's probably about a time to wrap it up, but I mean... Yo, we love y'all. Y'all are dope, though. Like,
are we
for
wrapping
real.
It up right now? Do you have any more conspiracy theories?
Do I have any more conspiracy theories?
You said you had a few in mind.
A few. I'm in a couple.
You have the tabs, dude, that you didn't even look at.
I erased them because I was like, oh, wait a minute. I don't want to plagiarize.
Let's see. What's a good conspiracy theory?
Yeah, what's a good conspiracy theory?
Legally talk
on. I mean, we could talk about that, the belly button thing.
Discuss.
You know, I know
we discuss it. Yeah.
We can't really talk about it, but because we had paused it and then you told me about the situation with her belly button.
Yes, that one.
We probably shouldn't get into that. Yeah, we'll leave the belly button thing for a later episode, maybe, if we can get the courage. We might have to talk to our lawyers.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say, you know that book I was telling you about, Hell House, by Richard Matheson?
I
Matheson?
Forgot that.
Matheson?
Here, I got to take that.
Maybe. It's somewhere in here. I finally caved in, bought the movie, and I'm not going to show you the movie tonight. I'll let you read the book first.
What?
You want to read the book?
I know, I want to read the book, but I feel like if I watch the movie first, I'll have the characters in mind. It'll be easier for me to read.
But the movie messes it up so bad.
Fine.
And plus, it ruins the ending.
Fine.
You're never going to know what happened.
Fine.
There's so many twists and turns. Call back to my catchphrase. Okay. Anyways.
So many twists and turns.
I'm putting that on a shirt. I swear to God, I am. I've been making so many shirts lately.
Yeah, Gavin's been on this whole thing. He'll Snapchat me. By the way, okay, so me and Gavin had to have this discussion about time zones in which I'm available. Because
I
9
think it's
p.m. 9 p.m. through whenever I decide to go to sleep and wake up. Is
See,
me time.
I find that ridiculous because I'm awake all night.
Yeah, Gavin's awake all night.
You're just trying to cut me out of your life, Michael.
Because I'm not lying. I mean, I might stay awake till 3 o'clock, but if it's after 9, I don't want to talk to anybody. Like, that's me
that's
time.
That's like my prime talking times right
and
there.
And so, like, I have to cut Gavin off and be like, hey, what time is it? And he'll be like, 9 p.m. And I'm like, yeah, like, exactly. Hit me up tomorrow
during
the day.
Brooke, whenever we FaceTime, she said I'm not allowed to play guitar after 12. Because every time if you FaceTime me, expect me to pick up a guitar and play, okay?
Legit, and he just does it in the most random times. I FaceTimed him to pitch an idea, a thing I'm working on, maybe.
If you FaceTime me, expect
and it. And he just out of nowhere pulls out a guitar. No more pulling out guitars on the podcast, all right?
But
I was listening to our last episode, the part you just pull out a guitar. I'm like, oh my God.
Dude, but Blake shredded, though.
Oh, no, Blake, he can pull up a guitar anytime he wants. gosh, that was the most. I can pull
out the uke then?
No.
Dang it.
That was just the most majestic. Blake and Declan are the only people who can pull out guitars on our podcast. But I mean, that was a bit different because Declan was performing for us. You were just doing stupid crap. So you're saying
next episode, Gavin's performing COVID-19, the new single?
You know what we could do for the next episode?
Is perform COVID-19, yes.
No, we could go through your track list and have you break down all the songs like an hour-long genius.
Oh, my songs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I will play some of my songs.
Yeah, he'll play
Michael
one.
Will interview me.
Yeah. Do you want to do that?
I'm down for that.
But that'll be the next episode after the release after this.
Anyways, what was I saying about that movie? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, apparently it ruins it or whatever, so I can't watch it, but...
I mean, if I'll you really want to watch it that bad, we'll watch
it. I'm just a really slow reader. And I just started reading the Screwtape letters.
We have 9 episodes of Solar Opposites.
I feel like I'm not going to get caught up on this tonight because I feel like we're just going to end up hanging out.
Oh, so you don't want to
watch it? Dude, I have Hulu now. I can watch it whenever
I
want.
You're right.
I also have Disney Plus, dude. They got like all the Marvel movies on there.
You're
going
to have to give me that login info, man. Nah. Dang it.
Because it's not mine, it's my dad's.
You right. So I have to go and sweet talk your dad into it?
Yeah. He actually talks to you this time.
Dude, I was sad. I was big sad. Because I like your dad. I respect your dad.
Oh, my dad likes you too. I told him I was going. He's like, well, tell Gavin. I said, I'm like,
sure. Yeah, well, like last, I guess he was just busy and all.
Yeah,
he was on his way.
He was on a mission.
And I kind of just like, I was like, hey, Mr. Dean, I don't know if he heard me or not, but he just like didn't even talk to me. At least he didn't look at me and then just continue.
I told my dad about the podcast.
Oh, is he listening? Hi, Mr.
No,
Dean.
He's not listening. I'm not going to let him listen.
Okay, so we're just going to let it continue out and phase out.
Yeah, we're about to wrap this up. But he's like, I told my dad about it. It was cool or whatever. But yeah, he's probably just going to use a twirl in the van. But all right, guys. Yeah, I mean, I think that's about it for this episode.
Oh. So is he, like, listening?
No.
Oh, dude.
No, I didn't tell him how to find it.
No, so
I don't want him to listen to it. But
if he does listen to it, we love you, Mr. Dean.
Sub dad. But my dad's dope. Like I love my dad. But anyways, yeah. So I think we're gonna wrap it up. I'm gonna call it.
Finish out this last 5 minutes of talking.
Nah, we'll go ahead and
all right, guys.
So comment below. Tell us what you want us to talk about. We'll talk about it. You gotta give us some ideas.
If you
subscribe, check out our Instagram. Okay.
All right, so I will just speak out of straight experience. You're not subbing because you actually care. You're subbing because you like the content you saw, okay? You're not worried about your followers or your subs.
Exactly.
So just give us a sub.
Just, come on. We need the pity.
Be a homie. Be a homie.
All right, well, Gavin, sign us out.
Hold up. Can Maurice? Can Maury?
What?
The hormone monster.
No. Sign us out. God dang it. You're ruining it.
Okay. Guys, we love you.
For sure.
We respect you. Mothers, thank
you. Of course, thank you, moms.
Cops, thank you. Firemen, thank you.
Firemen,
EMTs,
EMS,
thank you. Doctors, thank you.
Doctors.
And my personal favorite, any active or retired
absolutely.
Or reserve member of the United States military.
And I just want to say special shout out to
Jack Revis.
No, special, special. Oh, yeah, him too. special shout out to David.
Who?
David.
Who?
David.
I'm so confused.
Just anybody with that.
Anyone who's named David, dude. Shout out to
shout
you.
Shout out.
Shout out to you.
And all Jimmy.
Right. Jimmy Fallon.
And
yeah,
and
Jimmy
Rachel.
Fallon. He was like,
shout
dude,
out to
your
Rachel's.
He was like, dude, your podcast is A1. Jimmy Fallon said that, guys.
No, he didn't. Shout out to Kevin's. Shout out.
I didn't say he said it to us. He's just said it in general.
Shout out to every person who has a quarter Asian in them.
Shout out to every person who subs or subscribes
and
or likes.
And shout out to Big Toes.
You know what?
And shout out to pizza.
Hold up. So this is releasing on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So I think that me and you should follow back. Anyone who follows us on our Instagram before Wednesday at 7 p.m.
What? No. No,
that
no,
way
no,
they
no,
have
no,
from
no.
the
like,
time to
like,
listen.
Okay, listen. We pretty much release the podcast at about 12 on Tuesday. So we will follow back anyone who follows us on Tuesday, the day it drops, at 12 a.m. Wednesday. It's cut off, and that's it.
Yeah.
We thank you. We love you.
12
Tune in next week.
Okay. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Deuces. I took a poop.